This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And Meghna, I want to say you're standing right now.
Yes, I am.
And listeners might not know, but I sit next to you just about every day of my life. And you're one of the increasing number of people who stand while you work, right?
That's right. Well, I usually don't stand in the studio. We sit across the table from each other. But in our office area, yeah, about a year ago, 6 months, 8 months ago, I decided to get a little platform and stand instead of sit all day long. And it's been amazing.
Well, tell me about that, because I'm noticing you, a bunch of other people here at WBUR doing it. Why do you do it?
Well, first of all, I read a series of articles that just put the fear of my health in me about all the reasons why sitting for hours on end is not good for you. So I thought, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And the first day that I got my little platform and started standing, and the first thing I noticed was that I wasn't tired in the afternoon. I usually have to have like a 2:30 caffeine pick me up right before the show, and I didn't have to do it that day. I actually had a lot of energy, and that was a change that got me thinking, hey, maybe this is a better idea than I thought.
And here's the thing. There is a growing body of research that suggests sitting can be harmful to your health. There's even an increasingly popular slogan that says, sitting is the new smoking. Really? Well, Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, has been writing about this, and Carrie, you're sitting down, I noticed.
That's true, Anthony. I'm busted. But I would like to say I sort of pop up and down all day long like a meerkat. I actually do stand now a lot when I work.
Well, seriously, though, you've been thinking a lot about sitting versus standing for a while. So what's up? What's going on here?
Right. Well, you know, as a health reporter, I'm inevitably exposed to study after study after study on various health topics. And the studies about sitting that have been coming out recently have been very persuasive over the last few months, especially. There are just so many health disadvantages to sitting. Right. I was very aware of those, and I'd recently been nagging my husband to get some sort of a standing desk. And he was recently at the MIT gym, and he noticed a huge sign there that said, sitting is the new smoking.
This sort of blows me away, because I intuitively get it about, of course it's going to be good for you to stand rather than sit, but sitting is the new smoking? Really?
That was exactly my reaction. Like, really? Could it really be that bad? I mean, I get the point. But smoking is basically the unhealthiest behavior we know of. So I thought, I need a reality check. And I called up Dr. David Katz. He's the director of the Yale University Prevention Research Center. And he's the author of a new book, which is called Disease Proof, about what it takes to get to good health. And it features quite a bit of information about sitting and what you can do in order to work more activity into your daily life. So I asked him that basic question, like, really? Is sitting really as bad as smoking? And here's what he said.
Smokers tend to die younger and horribly. Smoking is clearly worse. You know, if you are a person doing both, I would say focus on giving up the cigarettes, and, you know, then we'll get you out of your chair.
Yeah.
But I think what the message is meant to imply, rather than what it states explicitly, is that this is a threat to health. Being too sedentary, spending too much time on our backside.
So it is a threat to health. And what's interesting is that even if you go to the gym, the research suggests that that doesn't totally offset the numbers of hours that you spend sitting. And Dr. Katz made this interesting point, which is that it's sort of not a natural position. Like, if you think about it, animals are usually either moving or standing, or they're sort of like sprawled out. You never see animals sitting for long stretches of time.
Well, Carrie, I was glad to hear Dr. Katz clear up that question, is sitting the new smoking? Still, a lot of research suggests that sitting too much really is bad for you. Say more about that. What do we really know, and what did he tell you?
Right. So there's quite an array of studies that find that, for example, sitting makes you likelier to have clots in your lungs. It makes you likelier to develop diabetes, to develop heart disease, to have a lower quality of life for the final years of your life, and actually to die somewhat earlier. So the list actually goes on and on. And these are solid studies. I asked Dr. Katz, like, could this not be the influence of the makers of these very expensive new standing desks? And he said, no, actually, this is solid gold standard research. Some of the studies are really quite large, including tens of thousands of people. So, Anthony, the effects are very real, these health effects. But Dr. Katz also made this very important point, which is that, you know, he doesn't want to have to feel guilty every time he cuddles up with his wife on the couch as if he's lighting up a cigarette.
You know, that sort of takes on moral overtones, right? I mean, you almost feel guilty.
Yeah.
Your tush touches the couch or the cushion, And, you know, it sort of burns because you're thinking, oh, geez, that, you know, I'm bad, I'm evil, I'm transgressing. You know, no, it's, you know, I think that's wrong. But we sit too damn much.
Right. But on the other hand, I'm struck by this. So we sit too much. We should stand more. It's not as though sitting is the new smoking. And yet maybe there's something to this campaign because, hey, we're talking about it, right?
That's right. And so it's important to have the information. It's important to work that into your daily life in whatever way is suited for you. But Dr. Katz also makes this point that, look, life is about choices.
Look, you know, you've got choices to make. And there are things you can do that will make you healthier and vital. Uh-huh. And you're going to want to make a certain number of them because your life will be better. Every now and then, there'll be something you could do that would make you even healthier, but you'll say, yeah, but that one's not worth it to me.
So, for example, Anthony, I'm sitting right now because I just didn't feel like standing in the studio.
Well, I can tell you, as soon as this interview is over, Carrie, I'm standing up and I'm not going to sit down for the rest of the day.
Because it's the new smoking.
Carrie Goldberg is host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome, Anthony.
And you can read Carrie's post about the dangers of sitting and the public campaigns to get more people up and moving at our website, radioboston.org.